Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
Valentine stops and waits for the tank to pass. Walks over to the lieutenant. If you do not stay quiet, I will fucking kill you myself.
All right, I'll get it together. I look at the little girl for support.
She shakes her head and puts her finger in front of her lips like, shh.
I glare just a little bit.
More flaming crosses? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
And he starts smashing the guitar on the ground.
Got to pull yourself together, soldier. I've got to be able to count on you. You're the last man I've got to count on in this world.
So you guys are all at Valentine's place. If I remember correctly, it was like daytime. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing? Basically, you guys had coffee. Everyone's awake now. What are you guys doing?
You, Special Forces, what did you do?
I did a lot of different things. Depended on the mission.
Okay. Scarface and... You, the loud one.
Yes?
Me and Special Forces here are going to do some hunting. Go find us some food and water and get rid of the girl.
You're not telling us to kill her, are you?
I don't care what you do with her. Get rid of her. She's a liability now.
You know which way to the church here?
This is Krakow. There are many churches here.
I can't remember. Did you guys discuss, like, I think we might have discussed that you knew of the church that Rogers was from, if I remember correctly.
I never met Rogers.
No, you never met Rogers, but they would have, like, had the conversation with him.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I mean, yeah. We knew what church we were trying to get to.
Yeah, I mean... Where's the map? Is to the northeast some ways. You go down this road, and you go down that road, and you go down this road, and you're at the church.
Hang a left at the McDonald's, and you can't miss it.
I figure we try and get there. If we can get there and maybe meet up with the rest of our group, possibly find somewhere safe for the girl to be from now on. I think that's probably best thing we can do. I'll take him with me and the girl. We'll try and make it over there, and we'll meet you back here.
Okay, we meet back here tomorrow morning. Like I said, bring food and water. We are running low.
All right, so wait, who's doing what?
Josiah and Emmett are going to take the little girl... Squirrel.
The little what? They're going to take the what?
They're going to take the little squirrel.
Uh-huh.
To the...
The narwhal.
Squirrel girl. They're going to take the little girl to the church.
Uh-huh.
And possibly find food and water.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're going to try to go to the church, basically. And then food and water? That's the next goal?
Valentine tasked them with getting rid of the girl and finding food and water.
Oh, okay.
How they do that is their prerogative.
Okay.
Or their problem.
All of the above.
Okay. So Valentine's going to be doing what then?
Valentine and Murph are going to recon... the bunker.
Okay.
Except he doesn't call Murph. Murph calls him Special Forces.
Yeah.
All right. So Valentine and Murph are going to recon the bunker, and the other two are going to the church.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. I'm with you now. Let me go to that map then.
Jeremy, I assume that we can role play a little bit of my abilities while we're walking, talking, whatever.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you that my main job was a sniper.
I got you.
Especially when I want to get out from under owing you.
All right. So, I'll just have to do two different tokens now. That's not going to be complicated at all.
Sorry, I should have probably warned you ahead of time.
No, that's fine. We'll just, you know.
Don't split the party.
No, that's okay. It's not like urban, you know, operations is dangerous or anything.
Every time we've gone into urban operations, I've lost a character. Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
I know.
I'm aware.
All right, let's do this then. Okay. All right, let me copy this and then paste it here. And I'm going to call this one, I'm going to name it.
Be original, J. Alpha and Bravo.
No, I'm going to do it in an easy way. J and E. And then this one, I'm going to call something else. Probably M and V. So that I don't have to fuck around and do shit in a weird way.
That makes sense.
I'm trying to figure out who's Alpha and who's Bravo. I could just know by initials who's what. All right. So you guys are, the ones that are headed to the church are going what direction? And the ones that are headed to the bunker is right here to the south, about 400 meters away from where you are, down by the river. And you know that part of that reason why is because they use that for, you know, import-export.
That makes sense.
And the church is to the north, east of you, about 1,600 meters. So about a click and a half to the northeast of where you all are. So let's start with Murph and Valentine then.
Okay.
All right. So survival roll, I guess.
I'm not going to be dumb. Murph, your survival is better.
So B and a D.
So the way we need to go is we need to go north around the bunker and then down. There is a point at the curve in the river.
Yeah, it's right here.
No, yeah, but we want to be in the hex to the southeast of the.
Okay, so southeast.
Yeah.
All right.
So like looping up and around.
Well, by the way, you can move these.
Okay, I just didn't know if we were ready yet.
Yeah, so whenever you guys want.
So, on my survival roll, I rolled a 1 and a nothing.
Would you like to push that roll?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the D6 that isn't a 1. So, yes. And do I take a point of stress if I...
Mm-hmm.
Sure do. Only if I roll another 1, right?
No.
That first one, the 1 on that first roll transfers to the second roll.
Then no, I do not. I don't need to flip out and go crazy.
Okay.
I'll just...
Yeah. We'll just get lost. That's fine. I'm actually not that worried about it. It's kind of entertaining. And a recon, I presume?
Yep, recon.
Yep.
See, that's the one that I think I should be rolling.
2 successes.
Never mind.
Okay. 2 successes, you say?
Shows what you know.
Well, I got a B and a B in that.
Okay.
Good thing we didn't move that token. Well, we think we're in EE23.
Roll me D6.
Go ahead, Chris.
2.
Okay. All right, so you all are headed that way. Emmett and Josiah, where are you guys going? Like I said, you can move those tokens.
We'd be following V's instructions to the best of our ability, so mm-hmm. I'm guessing he's probably going to send us up the main road there.
Yeah, sure. Roll up, survival roll. I think you guys actually should get a +2 on the survival roll, by the way, Chris.
I am definitely down with re-rolling that one.
If I remember correctly.
I mean, we are in a hex with a road. So.
Yeah, no, I know. They're all, I think that's what I'm saying. I think they all count as road hexes, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Did you roll with a plus two, Chris?
Yes, one success.
Okay. Brian, whoever one among you is.
Kyle, what you got for survival?
Oh, you know, a nothing and a B?
I've got a C and a C. Plus two would give me a B and a B. I don't know which one's better.
And recon is the exact same.
Recon is also a nothing and a B. So you have a B in intelligence and nothing below that. Excellent. Jeremiah, you got... What's our odds here?
Oh,
what's the better way to split it? He's got a B and a nothing. I got a C and a C, which will be a B and a B, which has got to be better than what he's going to end up with. Because it'd be a C and a C.
I would end up with a B and a C.
You can navigate and be on the lookout. So you can do both things, I think.
Yeah.
You can do survival and recon.
He's right.
Okay. So survival first.
And I'll just walk behind.
Well, you're playing with the little girl with the hat.
Survival first. Is that what you want, mm-hmm. Adam? All right. Survival first is a success and a three. Seven and a three. So we're good on that.
All right. Yeah, you're both. Neither one of you get lost. So you move your token where you guys want to go. You are the J and E one.
Well, I mean, we're going to follow the main road. We're headed back to the northwest, following that main artery road up through the middle of Krakow.
And who is rolling recon for your group, Brian?
I would say that's also me, because C and a D, is that with plus two?
No, not with a plus two. No, it's just a normal recon roll.
Regular, so then it's C and a D.
Okay.
C and a D, or is a B better?
Hold on. I'm pretty sure the C and a D is actually still better. Yeah, the C and a D, it's 49% or 50%, so you guys pick.
Okay. I'll do it. C and a D. Two and a five, so nothing on the recon.
Okay. All right, so you're going along. You guys move 200 meters in the direction you want to go.
How many hexes is that?
I'm sorry, that'd be 400 meters. Each one of those hexes is 200 meters, so you can move two hexes. There you go. Jeremy and Chris, you guys had one success on the recon roll, right?
Two on the recon.
Two on the
recon. Two on recon, one on
survival.
Survival.
All right. Who was rolling the recon again?
Yo.
Okay. So as you're moving through that hex, you can see the light from the sun kind of glint off of something. And you look up there and it looks like you see a sniper position.
In the alleyway, here.
And if you guys continue the way you're going, you're going to be headed through that. So you'll have to back off or something. Like, go around, essentially. Or, you know. Speaking of which, what are you guys taking with you on your little reconnaissance mission of the bunker?
Sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. Pistol. All of my earthly possessions. Because there's nothing else that's usable in the hidey hole. So I have everything.
Okay.
That I possibly have.
Murph has the hunting rifle and the shotgun, I'm going to assume, is like strapped to his back.
Okay, so what is your all's plan?
That, you see the sniper there?
Yeah, he's got a good position.
I imagine he is probably part of some patrol from the bunker.
Wait a minute, they would... I know it's not exactly a safe zone here, but they would just shoot people crossing the street?
This is like your Wild West. There is law here, but not what you think it is. Here. We'll go up
into the this building across from it, and we will take him out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's looks like there's pretty good shooting positions around here. When you asked me what I did, I was primarily a sniper, but you know, missions you do lots of different things. But I infiltrate, set up a good firing position, do my job, and then exfil.
Perfect. You are just the man I am looking for, Special Forces. Okay. Let us set up and take out this fucker.
Alright, roll me a recon roll.
You want the lowest or the highest?
The lowest. But you get a plus one.
So I'm normally a B and a B. That would give me an A and a B.
Mm-hmm.
I am an A and a B if I got a plus one to be an A and an A.
So all you.
No, it's the lowest one. Oh. Didn't you get a bonus for infiltrating, though? That's what this is.
Oh,
so you
okay,
get a bonus for this. Plus a plus one for, you know, the terrain.
So what are you at?
An A and an A that way.
I'm at A and an A, too. So if you want to roll it, have at it, man.
Yeah. Sorry, Adam. It's to be recon, to be undetected. I thought mm-hmm. when you asked us for recon, it was to observe our surroundings.
No. Well, before, yes.
It was.
Now, what you're doing is
I got you.
Yeah.
Yep. Infiltrating?
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, they got an embarrassment of riches with all their A's and A's, and you and I are over here rolling single dice.
I'll just wait until I get to shoot something.
Two successes.
Tell me what it looks like moving into this building.
Here, you take point. I'll cover our six.
And he's up on top of the building, is where he saw the glint from.
Actually, Valentin, even though this is my expertise, you know this area way better. I just need a good vantage point where we can be semi-hidden. I mean, I see a couple right here, but I don't know where the exact openings are where we're going to give him a good line of sight of us.
Just go into the building across the street. We will work our way up that building, and then we will take him out from one building across the street into the other.
Perfect.
Oh no, it's a double tree hotel.
That's it.
So Murph uses his skill set and slinks in quietly and very well hidden, not leaving any shadows or silhouette to be seen.
As far as he knows.
Yeah.
Valentin slings his rifle and draws his pistol and
mm-hmm.
as and goes to clear the building as they're entering.
Okay. All right, so you guys start making your way up the first floor. You find a set of stairs. You start making your way up to the second floor. And we cut over to Emmett and Josiah. What are you guys talking about?
So we gotta get food and we gotta get water. Quick question. Do you have any money or anything we can trade for said items? Or are we looking to steal here? Or are we begging for bar? Because, you know, I have one thing of value.
Easy, easy. Hey.
Okay.
Calm down. Look, we are not going to talk this to death. All right? Talking ain't going to do us any good, all right?
So let's go in with our ass in our hand and no plan?
No. We are going to go try and see if we can't find the rest of our party here. They came into town with a truck.
Okay.
We're going to meet up with this church. And as always, we're going to fall on the mercy that the Lord's going to provide for us. Main priority is getting this little girl somewhere safe.
No. Main priority is getting the psychotic Russian guy to not have a giant bounty on my head to where he can just pull a trigger and murder us at any given second because we owe him. So that's kind of hanging somewhere.
Look me in my good eye. This whole world is a hairpin trigger waiting to blow your head off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Trust. So the only way you're going to get through today is with the mercy of God. We are heading to the church. We're going to get this little girl somewhere safe. The Lord will give us our daily bread. We will go back to said psycho, not really too sweating him either. He's just another person trying to survive in a world that's gone upside down.
That's okay. That's great. But if we come to him with, you know, 6 Ritz crackers and some grape juice from the church, I don't think that's what he had in mind when he said food and water. But
I don't know what he had in mind. We're going to do the best we can. And right. We're going to keep moving.
Okay.
Do you guys want to try to forage for food and water?
Not right now. We're going to keep moving. We're going to try and get to the church first.
All right. Okay.
6 Ritz crackers. The Eucharist.
So you guys are going along, and you see another group of refugees ahead that are kind of like roaming through the town. You can hear like this as they're going. You can hear them cough or, you know, things like that. And they don't seem to have noticed you yet, but they seem like they're just like scavenging, like they're looking for something. And when I say a group, I mean it's a group of like 9-10 of them.
Get out around them. We probably got to jump hexes, right?
Yeah, back off or something along those lines.
All right. Yeah, we probably better ought to. With this little girl, I don't want any of us getting sick. We've done survived the bubonic plague twice, so yeah, we'll back off and move around.
Okay. All right, roll whoever's got the lowest of the recon roll at a +1.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's me.
Plus yeah, one. We're pretty equal with this matter, actually.
A B and a D, so I'm gonna roll that. 2 successes, baby.
Okay.
I believe in the wind.
All right. All right, so you guys back off. So pick one of the hexes off, either like to the south or to the northwest.
I don't remember where the church is at, so.
It's northeast, so let's jump to the northwest. Okay. Let's jump here.
So we're going. Where are we going? This one or that one? Or you want to go north?
We're going here.
That one?
Yep.
All right, so we'll go up one to the north.
Getting close to that checkpoint. That's what. Yeah, like ahead down that road, you can see a ways, and you know that that's where Old Town is. All right, we're going to cut back over to Murph and Valentine. So you guys are working your way up. Are you going to the second floor or are you going to the top, like, of the building?
Since it's theater of the mind, what floor was the sniper in?
He was on top of the building. That's what I
said. He was on top of the building?
Yeah.
Be hard to hit him from the second floor in all likelihood. Was he standing, laying, kneeling?
Oh, he was standing on the ledge, like skylining himself completely.
Then we could totally be on the second story. We could have shot him from the street.
No, he was like leaning up against the, like, you know, the little walls on the top of the of a building so that he could like overlook and have it as like a little bit of concealment. You just happened to see the glint off the scope. So he would be in what's called, like, partial cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to get on top, is essentially what it is.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. We take a moment, and Valentine starts grabbing garbage and any detritus from the building and starts making a makeshift urban ghillie suit by, like, camouflaging himself with garbage.
Okay.
So if there's any trash in the building or anything like that, trying to add disguise elements.
Okay. But your plan is to go to the top of the building, the upper level?
The rooftop, yeah.
Murph is going to do the same thing. And if possible, if there's enough trash and shit around, And he also, I'm sure you know this, but when we make our way up to the top floor, we have to go very slow, very deliberate.
You do not need to tell me these things.
I didn't think so.
I think maybe one of us should stay on the second floor for a second avenue of approach.
That's fair. And a second shot in case something goes sideways.
Exactly. So he won't be able to target both of us at the same time.
Agreed. I'll take the top. You want to see my skills? I owe you. I'll take the shot.
Good. All right, I will set up here on the second floor. And I will wait for your shot. I will be able to set up before you, but give it... I will be set up when you are ready, and you take your shot as you see fit. I will be ready.
I'm not going to rush it. I'm going to take my time and do it right.
All right, so Valentine starts setting up in the window. Murph starts heading up to the rooftop.
Back from the window.
Well, obviously, back from the window. You're looking out through the window from back from the window, and you actually see a second person up there move across. Like, now that you're up a little bit higher, you see another person kind of walk over and, like, drops back down, as well as the sniper up there. And you start hearing voices outside. Like a group of people walking through.
I'm gonna ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do Overwatch on their hex.
Yep, yep.
I'm gonna pick the spotter.
Okay. Roll me. Recon roll. With plus two.
Me or Chris?
You.
Oh, okay. With a plus two?
Mm-hmm.
Does it get better than in two ways? Can I can I do more? Is that a thing?
Can you roll a d20?
Can I roll a d20? No.
No.
Two successes.
Okay. Chris, you start making your way up to the rooftop. Tell me what that looks like.
So he very deliberately comes onto the rooftop on his belly.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, you know, slow crawls to a spot next to whether there's an AC up, whatever's on top of the building that he can mm-hmm. use as cover.
Mm-hmm.
And tries to use a little bit of the when he grabbed the trash, he grabbed something, whether it's a piece of cardboard box, something to give him a little bit of a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it like a little box out, steady the shot. Gets himself into position. Looks through the sight.
Yeah, before you're even lined up, you can see that there's two people up there.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and roll me a recon roll. With your bonus for infiltrate and a plus one for the terrain. So another plus two.
One success.
Would you like to push that roll?
Yes. Three successes.
Okay. Jeremy, I forgot to offer you the same thing.
What, pushing the roll?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
It was one success on one die and one on the other.
Oh, it was two successes? Okay. Okay.
That's technically pushable, though.
No. If you got one on one and one on the other, you can't push okay. it you, any you die that has you, a success okay. or a
gotcha,
failure.
That's
or
I,
a
one. I don't know yep. that I knew that rule.
Yep. So if you get one success, you can't push that same die to then try to get two out of it. So.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So yeah, he gets set up, looks through the scope, sees, observes that the guy's got a second guy with him, whether it be a spotter or just looking at a different quadrant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his decision is he's going to take out the sniper that we saw, and then we'll deal with the second guy later. Mission first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he takes the wind into account by sitting there and observing.
Mm-hmm.
And gets himself good named, takes his breath, and
Do you want me to give you any more details before you squeeze that trigger?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I was telling him, they appear to be in civilian clothes for the most part. The weapon, you can tell, both of you can tell from where you are now, that's a Dragunov that they have up on the rooftop. You can tell the other one also has binoculars, so you would assume this is kind of a sniper spotter type situation. The one gentleman that's at the sniper rifle has a goatee and, you know, kind of a short haircut, and the other one's kind of scraggly looking. But, yeah, that's what you see.
And what kind of setup does he have?
What do you mean?
The sniper.
He has a Dragunov, and he's looking down the road.
Yeah, you said he's got partial cover. I meant you know, he's laid
like
down.
Like with the lip of the, like if you're on top of a building, there's like that lip.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. And he's using the lip as a platform.
Right.
Okay, so he is going to obviously aim for a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be called shot, slow aim.
Mm-hmm.
Which balance each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So. And he will take a breath and squeeze the trigger.
That'll set off Valentine's when the shot goes off?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll it, Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled a one and a failure, so I am pushing that.
Two successes.
Okay. And you're shooting at the other, the spotter, right, Jeremy?
The spotter.
Okay.
Called shot, slow aim.
Mm-hmm.
To head.
Chris?
Two successes.
Okay. So you didn't re-roll that one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That your rifle takes loses 1 point of reliability.
Better than stress.
That's what I was just... I thought it was stress originally. I was like, throw a coin.
So tell me what that pushed roll looks like then. Because generally that's what a pushed roll means, is like something fucks up, but he like, you know.
Right as he's about to squeeze the trigger, there's a gust of wind.
Uh-huh.
And he stops the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of rushes the shot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's like, oh shit, and then let's fly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The weapon takes a point of reliability damage, be more likely if he like had to swing the rifle real quick because the guy moved and he banged it into something.
Oh, I didn't even think about the reliability.
So here we are. Pop, pop. Like that. Both of those guys drop. And
what did Jeremy roll?
Like two successes. Yeah. Both of them got crits, and I'm just going to not worry about it at this point. Because NPCs. And so you hear pop, pop. And also you start hearing the people that were down on the street. You hear them start screaming, and you can just hear commotion. Like people are running off. And we cut back over to Emmett and Josiah.
Do we know where we're going?
Yeah, you're going to the church.
Yeah, we're going to the church.
Banter.
We're getting out and around.
Yeah, I had to get around that crowd.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going around, and I mean, it seems like it's pretty serious. They've been willing to wipe out whole towns over some sniffles, so
mm-hmm.
We'll just keep moving.
All right, so you guys keep moving. Following the road, I assume. Gonna move back over towards the road and head on to the northeast.
Yeah.
Roll me a recon roll, whoever's got the better one, whoever's keeping watch.
That's me. Recon is a D and a C. That is a success and a one. So one success.
Okay. All right, so you're going along and move to where you're going for your two-hex movement. Okay. So you're moving along, and up ahead you see, you guys had come by this way before, and you see that truck that was all blown up, and you see a bunch of people kind of at it, just like, you know, trying to scavenge whatever they can from the truck at this point. You see a wooden box blown open and like a crate like on the side of the road, and in the back of it, like beside it across the road, there's like this debris, which you couldn't really see last night when you came through here, but you can tell it's like vinyl, like records that are just blasted and strewn across the street.
Looks like somebody lost a record collection. Anything we need here?
I mean, the albums are fucking destroyed because that crate's just blown the fuck to pieces. And, like, you can see bits and pieces. You can see, like, an Ozzy Osbourne album cover for, like, No More Tears.
Nice callback.
Boom. But yeah, a bunch of classic rock, it seems like, just strewn across the street.
I pick up a remnant of an album and just toss it off to the side as we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Shame. Crazy. These things are hard to come by, and now they're all destroyed. I think they're even more of a collector's item now.
Yeah. Any semblance of civilization seems to be coming less and less.
If we don't have music, we're in trouble deep.
Alright. Roll me another survival roll, and we'll continue on with you guys. Or not survival, I'm sorry, recon. Recon. Don't even worry about the survival. I don't think it's necessary.
All right, so...
Yeah, we're following a road.
I'm not going to worry about that.
Recon is CND again. Go. One success.
Okay. So move along the two hexes you're going to go. All right, so as you're moving along, you see a group of four people that are beating up another guy. And it looks like it's some sort of, like, armed robbery happening ahead with, like, assault and battery situation. Like, they're beating the fuck out of this guy and look like they're stealing his shit. What do you want to do? There's four dudes beating up one dude.
Crap, I'm with Emmett. Oh, we've got the little girl.
And, like, the dude's, like, trying to hold him off, right? But he's not doing well.
I kind of scoot the little girl behind me a little bit, and I've got one hand on the pistol on my hip. I have left the shotgun back at the hideout, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that group of four, is anybody armed?
Yeah. I mean, currently they all have clubs, which is what they're, like, hitting the dude with. And, you know, he's not at this point. But, yeah, they have, you know, pistols, shotguns, things of the sort.
Mm.
This guy looks like he's getting jumped.
Yeah, I realize that. I'm just afraid of dragging this little girl into any more trouble than we need to.
Also, there's only two of us.
Yeah, I'm not so much worried about that.
What do you do?
Do we want to cut down this alley?
Yeah, we probably should. I just
this don't. Isn't our business.
If it was just us, it'd be a different story, but we got to keep moving.
Yeah, I'm sneak off to the other side. Sorry, buddy. Maybe next time.
All right, so Emmett and Josiah head off down an alley and walk around this. As they do, we cut back to that group, and you see, like, somebody, like, hit him in the kneecaps, and he drops to the ground. And you see somebody else whack him in the head with a pipe, and they just all start hitting him in the head with pipes and clubs. And it turns out very poorly. And we cut back over to Valentine and Murph. So what do you guys want to do? You hear that crowd of people down there, like, running and screaming and, like, you know, heading off because fucking gunshots, you know? So everyone's kind of getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Valentine is holding his position and he's waiting till the people disperse.
After Murph fires a shot and he sees the commotion, he slinks his way back to not give a silhouette once he's back enough, and then runs down the stairs to Valentine's position. We need to get out of here. Unless you want to stay, but I'm going to assume they're going to start searching buildings.
We need to go collect their gear. if we can take it. Ammo is always good. Binoculars are even good.
They kind of came out of there like we kicked over an anthill.
No, the people were going down the street.
That was people in the street. That wasn't... They weren't with them. I think it was small sniper team set up for security. But we took them out, so we go take their things.
Absolutely. Sorry, Adam. I misunderstood what you meant. I thought you were saying people came running out of the building.
No, there was a crowd of people walking down the street because you're in a city.
It's more interesting that Murph didn't know that because Valentine was the one that knew that when we were separated.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. With the mission you have in mind, binoculars would be fantastic.
So we're going to go give it a little bit of time to let the crowd disperse and then work our way down the building, cross the street, up the building, recover the stuff from the sniper nest.
All right. Roll me a recon roll.
For which thing?
Sneaking.
Sneaking?
That'd be whoever has the lowest. Two? Yeah, whoever has the lowest.
That's Chris with an A and an A.
Are you both going across, or what? Like, how are you doing this?
Yeah, we'll go across together. Bounding across the street. So one of us will go across the street, cover the other one, mm-hmm. and then vice versa.
Okay. Chris, roll me a recon then with your plus two.
Okay. Three successes.
Okay. All right. You don't seem to notice anybody noticing you.
Wait, we weren't looking for them. We were just trying to sneak past them.
Yeah. You don't notice anybody noticing you.
Okay. So there still could be people in the building. So Valentin slings the rifle and draws his pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case there are other hostiles inside the building.
Murph switches from the hunting rifle to the shotgun.
Okay. All right, so you guys start moving into the building, heading up. You come into the first floor of this building, and I mean it's mostly been deserted. This building has, and you know it has seen better days at this point. The interior is all, you know, not completely deteriorated, but it could you totally use a new. You know, fresh coat of paint or maybe some new wallpaper, but you start moving your way up and you come across the stairs and you can find your way up towards the second floor.
I would think that they're both doing it very professionally, like, okay, clear.
No, there's no speaking.
Signals, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's just clear, and if you don't shoot, it's clear.
Yeah, it's hand signals and tapping on shoulder. That's where
they're at. Yeah.
If you shoot, there's something there.
Yeah. So, but Valentin is very deliberately letting Murphy take point.
Okay. All right, so Murph, you go along, you come across the stairs that go up towards the second floor.
He looks back at him. Points up the stairs, taps him, and points to the open door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause I got up, you got back. And step by step, sideways, starts going up the stairs with the weapon aimed at the open area at the top.
Mm-hmm. Roll me a recon roll. This is a passive one.
So regular straight BB, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three successes.
Okay. You don't notice anything. You're going up the stairs and seems good. You get to the second floor landing and you can see the hallway goes down to the right, goes down to the left a little ways. You can see multiple doors. It seems like it was an apartment building of some sort. Some of the doors are shut, some are open. But you can see another stairwell that goes out to the roof access down the hall.
All right, he does a slow scan. And then starts moving towards, waves him up and starts moving towards the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Points to the doors that are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And just like eyes on those.
Okay. Roll me a recon roll.
Oof. A one.
Mm-hmm.
and a 5, which is a failure.
Okay.
I can't push that, right?
Nope. Because this is the passive one.
Yep.
All right.
Nobody wants you to. Adam might want you to.
I would use a challenge point.
So you're moving down the hall towards the stairs that go up to the roof access. You're moving past these doors. Like I said, some of them are shut. Some of them are open. You don't hear anybody else around? And with the closed doors, are you going to try to open them or anything? Or are you just going to keep moving?
No, keep moving.
Okay. So you keep moving. You go by an open door. Go by another open door. Go by another open door. And a closed door on the left. Keep going down. Get past another open door. Glance in. Like I said, it looks like it was an old apartment, but it's been ransacked and looted. And doesn't seem to be... At a quick glance, you don't see anything useful. You're getting close to the stairs that go up to the door, to the access for the roof. And we cut back over to Emmett and Josiah. What do y'all want to do? You guys got another 2 hexes to get to the church.
Keep on walking.
Yeah, we're gonna try and make it there.
Okay. Roll me a recon roll.
Alright, recon. Recon 2 and a 1.
2 and a 1?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so as you're walking along, you're a little ways away from where the church is still at this point. And so you're going along and you're walking down the street and you're going past this door, and all of a sudden this door bursts open like right beside you, and this group of kids comes out. There's like 7 of them. And when I say kids, I mean like older adolescents, basically, and they're coming out, and you can just smell this waft of like alcohol coming out of this building. You realize it's a bar inside of here, and they're like, ah, blah, 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 and they're talking to each other in Polish, and they're going off, and they're like, hey, you, what are you doing? You got this girl with you? What is this? And they're like right there with you, like right beside you.
Just taking my daughter to church. Nothing here to see.
Taking your daughter to church? Church, that's pointless. It's the middle of the week. Take your daughter to church. It's funny, she does not look like you at all.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Mother was Scandinavian. It's a whole story.
So, you Americans, right? You're Americans? There's like multiple kids, not just one. There's a whole bunch of them.
At one point, I was American. Sure was.
Your daughter American? Seems weird. You bring your daughter here to war? This does not seem like standard issue.
A lot of strange things happen. We're just taking her up to the church here.
Which church? We show you way. And like as you're walking, like they're fucking like right on you, like close. And like as you're walking, they're like around you as a group. Like, which church? And the one guy like pats you on the back, you know. He's like, where do you try to go? The church over here, Saint whatever it is. Saint such and such is over here. Is that where you go?
Yep, that's the one.
I can show you. We can make sure you make it safe. We can take you there. All right. And like still like pat you on the back and like put their arm around your shoulder and shit like that. And they smell drunk as shit.
Guys, it seems like you've had a few too many. Why don't we just go our separate ways? We're going to head to the church. And why don't you guys just enjoy your
day? No, we're going this way. We are going this way anyway. I'm just saying. Krakow can be great city, but it can also be very dangerous. And, you know, it's good to, you know, have people watch each other's back, you know. And I like strangers. I like people that come here to visit, you know. So where are you from?
I give a look to Emmett.
Hawaii.
Hawaii? Where's Hawaii? Oh, islands in the Pacific, right? Little islands in Pacific.
Yep.
The surfing, right?
Absolutely.
And you, where are you from? A man who brings daughter to war. Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Where is this Wisconsin? And then one of the other guys chimes in. He's like, oh, it's way up north, way up north. And like says it again in Polish. Ah, yes, yes. It's so nowhere in New York then?
I spent a good bit of time in New York.
Oh, yeah? How long you spend in New York? How long you spend there?
It's been a couple of years there. Crime. You thought crack off bad. It's about the same.
Ah, yes, it's not. Krakow is a beautiful city. Beautiful old city until all of this, and he like points over like this building that's like half collapsed. It's kind of off to the right. You can see one that looks like it'd been hit with artillery at some point. And he's like, this ruined my city. Ruined my beautiful city.
Yeah, it's quite a shame. A lot of history here before all this.
Yes, lots of history, lots of history. So how long you been here? How long you been in Krakow?
Lose track of time, but probably about a month.
Month? That's not too bad. What about you, sir? You also a month? You two old friends? You like little girl's uncle?
We've been together quite some time.
All right. Well, and that, like they're like I said, they're like right there with you guys. You know what I mean? Like they're almost uncomfortably close. You know, like they're kind of like they'll bump into you as they're walking and like they're you know talking and you know, you're a few blocks away from the church. And they're like, yes, church is still up here on the right of the ways. We'll take a right. It should be on the left-hand side. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. And they're still walking with you.
I've got one kind of hand kind of on the little girl's shoulder, just kind of keeping her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keeping them from doing a jerking around or anything stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, guys get about a block away from the church, and this group of kids is still just around you. And which one of you has the better recon?
I'm a B and a nothing.
Better.
Yeah. C and a D. I've got C and a D. He's got a B and nothing. So,
whichever one of you has the better one, roll it for me.
Hypothetically, you're a skosh better.
That is one success.
Okay. All right. So you get up and you can see the church up ahead for shits and giggles. Let's name this church finally. Saint
Mark.
There we go. Saint Mark.
All right.
Kyle answered.
There we go. Yes, the Saint Mark's is right here. Right here. Well, not the Mark's as with X, but the Mark's like it's his, you know, like possessive, not Marx as in communist, you know. St. Mark's.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the escort.
Yeah, and the entertainment.
Don't know if we'd have made it without you, so I appreciate it, man.
No problem. If you ever need anything, you see us around, let us know. Do any of you have any food? Anything you might be willing to part with, maybe?
That's one of the reasons we're heading to the church ourselves, is to hope to find some food, but...
Now, do you think... What church has food? They have wafers.
That's exactly right.
That is not food. Food for soul, maybe, but not food for sustenance.
Yeah, that or... There's quite a few people there waiting for us, so hopefully one of them will have a lead on something.
Yes. Know. Have a good day. If you need anything ever, you see us around, let us know. No city well, right? Have a good day. And they, like, continue on.
Wasn't sure where that was going at all.
We're too jaded to trust, like, the nice people.
Yeah, and you guys see St. Mark's up there on the left-hand side. Out front of it, you see a man with a makeshift crucifix. And there's kind of a little bit of a crowd around him, and he's saying a whole bunch of shit in Polish, but you can't understand what he's saying because none of you speak Polish. And he starts pointing over, you know, at like, you'll see different groups. And same thing as what I'd said to Harrison and Stanislav before, was like, you'll see people that you're like, that's an American soldier, that's a Soviet, like occasionally in the crowds, and you'll see people that are in uniforms, just like walking in groups and heading one way or heading down the street, heading off in groups. And you come walking up to the steps of this church with the little girl.